tell me, go pay the waiter and let us sleep. Now, honey, I know by that look in your eyes and your hand drawing hearts onto mine that our night out of the house ain't gonna last too long. When all you can think about is getting me home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about is getting you home. Walking through the front door, hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about, all I can think about, all I can think about is getting you home.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the third day of the NBA season, and the coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, is under arrest. So is Miami Heat player Terry Rozier. There are more of 30 people arrested in a federal gambling sting involving unlawful betting and fixed poker games. This comes as legalized gambling has surged in popularity, but federal prosecutor Joseph Nocella said today,
the sports books themselves are victims in this case. They themselves did not, as far as our investigation has concluded, they did not perpetrate anything unlawful.
Billups and Rozier are on leave. President Trump said he is not sending federal troops to San Francisco this weekend after he spoke with the city's mayor. American ranchers say they aren't happy. The president's committed to buy more beef from Argentina. The White House says the president wants to increase supply to lower prices, and the Senate did not advance a bill that would have paid some federal workers during the shutdown. This is ABC News.
Napa Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Napa Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Napa Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at NapaCars.com.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Grady Dennis, Willow Esperner, and Lydia Worko, all seniors from the Butternut High School, about their haunted house.
With Halloween being kind of on a weird day this year, we're going a couple weekends, right?
Yeah, we're running two weekends.
It starts this weekend on Thursday the 23rd, and that's Kids Night from 6 to 9 p.m. And then on Friday, October 24th, and then Saturday, October 25th, it's 7 to 10 p.m.
It takes a lot of time and effort from everyone on Student Council. We work together as a team very well to get everything done up there. We spend countless hours up there during school and after school to kind of put the work and effort in to bring the scares to people. We kind of have like a map that we start out with at the beginning of every year, and we kind of lay out who wants which rooms. And typically, the rooms get, like the seniors get first choice of what rooms they want.
Okay, all right. And so then each class kind of handles different areas? Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, that's kind of how we've run it in the past. A few things have changed a couple of years ago. I know like certain families now like will run their own rooms out of there. Like if they've got a lot of kids in the school, they have like one room dedicated for just their family, you know?
Sure, sure.
And then we also have Jaron, Josh, Wagner, who are both big helps they help out every year. It's kind of their thing. They have a couple rooms of their own as well that they run. We accept walk-ins, but we also have appointments available.
Okay.
We have a QR code on the flyers that are everywhere. Otherwise, it's also available on the Butternut Haunted House Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll take them to a website where they can book an appointment. It'll tell them all the available time slots and when to show up. Otherwise, we do also accept walk-ins.
As a reminder, this is taking place today, Thursday, October 23rd, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and that is family night, so it is less scary. Tomorrow, Friday, October 24th, Saturday, October 25th, and next weekend, Friday, October 31st, and Saturday, November 1st, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., ages 5 and under are free, 6 to 12 is $5, and 13 and up is $7. Once again, this is taking place tonight, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., that is family night, so it is less scary. Then, Friday and Saturday, October 24th and 25th, and Friday and Saturday, October 31st and November 1st, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. The federal shutdown will affect food share recipients as of November 1st, in addition to already planned federal reductions in funding. Lisa Hale has more.
In July, President Donald Trump approved funding cuts to SNAP programs when he signed H.R. 1 into law. Those cuts take effect on November 1st. On top of that, the federal government shutdown is affecting the people who need SNAP benefits the most. Oshkosh Area Community Pantry Director Ryan Rasmussen.
Based on the government shutdown, starting November 1st, all SNAP benefits are cut. So no new monies will be given to any SNAP recipients. And also for the first time, any outstanding balances that folks have could be in jeopardy.
Meanwhile, a press release from Governor Tony Evers' office on Wednesday said that the Wisconsin Food Share Program will run out of funding in 9 days due to the federal government shutdown. That program provides food assistance for Wisconsin children, families, and senior citizens. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose Porter.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL is named Micah Parsons NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
All right, tournament volleyball tonight. Jeff Haken and it'll be in Spring Valley to bring you Phillips Spring Valley volleyball tonight. Our day of giving continues. Joel here. We are in the final couple of hours or less of our 12-hour broadcast marathon to benefit his House of Hope. And we are sitting about $2,100 short of our extended goal of $20,000. That's a fantastic amount. We thank everyone who has supported us. If you're out there and you're hearing about this for the first time, His House of Hope in Phillips is what we're doing the Day of Giving for. And we want to thank Nervato's business manager down there, Jay. Jay, thank you for the donation. The Phillips Health and Fitness folks for their donation. Beth Erskowski, do I have that right? Beth, I'll call you Beth. Thank you for your donation. And an anonymous $200 donation. So we're about $2,100 short right now of hitting 20,000 in pledges and silent auction bidding. There's a $12,000 match in there too. So what an incredible day this has already been, and we're looking to cap off. So if you want to be one of our final few donors, push us over the top of 20,000 and put a wrap on this whole thing. Let's do it. What do you say? Let's do it. 715-762-3221. You don't have to bring your money in today. Cash or check sometime by a week from Friday. We always give you a week to wrap that up. We do ask that it be in the form of a cash or a check, whatever donation that you make. And it is a tax deductible to His House of Hope. And we'll get Robert, we'll get Pastor Jason, and a few other special guests from His House of Hope in here yet in the 4 o'clock hour here on 98Q Country. Let's push push this over the top. Let's make this a day to remember. This has already been our most productive day of giving in the history of doing this for about 15, 20 years. Let's get to that 20,000 mark and make it a good round number. All right, 715-762-3221 for His House of Hope in Phillips. And it's very simple. When I came in this morning, I asked him, I said, give me something I can say in one sentence for a radio guy can understand to kind of explain His House of Hope. And it is capturing men out of addiction to faithful success. H-O-H Phillips, that's hohphillips.org for all the information. More info to come, and we look forward to hearing from you and your pledge at our 98Q Day of Giving. Northwood's
weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, cold, and frosty tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, highs upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. Currently 40 degrees. 98Q Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? I'm talking true blue. Out in the woods, down home, country.
She's a hot little number in her pickup truck. Daddy, sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a rage. From Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern draw, sexy swinging ball, brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country, brother, she's country.
Hell raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey tripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Thick southern draw, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
Show them how country girl does it one time now.
Homegrown down to the bone, she's country. Papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to sweat with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little shoulder blow. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. Find a two-step bar to red occasion beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna
down at the Twist and Shout, Mary Chapin Carpenter, 98Q Country, our day of giving, benefiting his House of Hope. We've got Robert Knack. We've got Pastor Jason back in here with us. I got a little Tomas, we call it, a little cold coffee that Gray brewed up in the back in the back room to help the morning guy get past 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So how we doing there, Robert?
Oh, we're doing great, man.
We are.
It is a blessing to see that thermostat filled, and we're actually extending the goal.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. It actually baffles my mind a little bit how much the community supports his House of Hope. But I just want to let you know, community, that these guys support you too, and we are going to be trying to do our best to do what we need to do to show support to Price County in any way we can. So thank you, guys.
All right, we are currently at just under $18,000 in pledges and silent auction bids. So we're looking for $2,000 in the last hour and 50 minutes or less. So if you want to end it right now, just give a call to Rachel at the front desk and say you got $2,000 burning a hole in your pocket and you want to give it to us, and that'll put an end to that, because once 20,000 hits, we'll stop asking you. Well, probably. Yeah, we'll stop. I've lied before. And we have Jody Delasky, who is one of the, she's on the fundraising committee for his House of Hope. So, Jody, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Joel. It's been a while.
Good to see you back in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Many a year ago, we used to do a show together here, so those are good times.
It's great to be back.
Yeah, so you know, as a member of the fundraising committee, how hard that job can be sometimes. So you have a pretty good grasp on what this number that we're raising today means to his House of Hope, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The community support has been just overwhelming, and we are just so grateful, and we know that the Lord is in the middle of this, and we are so grateful that so many people believe in this cause. We have seen so many lives changed in the last year and a half, and I've been witness to a few of the people and just seeing them change and seeing the program grow has been just phenomenal. To your question about how difficult it is to raise money, it is absolutely very difficult, and just so grateful for people that are willing to come forward, because it's expensive to keep the house going. But
once people realize what it's all about, get educated, because I told Robert and Jason before we even started this, this is all about education, informing the public, making them aware that it's there. And if we raise a lot of money, well, good for that too. But the information and getting the knowledge out there about the facility and the familiarity with it being part of the community is very important for people wanting to help out and give, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So, Robert, we have some good bid items still going out there. People want to get on there. You did a very good job of getting out there and getting these items. People are loving these fishing excursions and the rods from St. Croix Rods, and have a lot of fun bidding on these things.
Oh yeah, it's a blast. And the coolest thing is just again back to the community presence. Some of these auction items came to us. Like, I didn't even have to ask them. They came to us saying, "Hey, we want to give to you guys. Can we get on there?" And it is just so cool to see that This is the backwards of fundraising. Honestly, usually we're groveling and asking and begging and pleading, but we're just out here speaking about Jesus and what his House of Hope has done for these men in this area. And people are just flooding in out of the woodwork. I'm getting calls while I'm sitting here about people that want to help these men achieve success. And that shows our hearts of Price County is filled with love and joy and peace. And that speaks volumes in itself.
Yeah, and it's really, His House of Hope is something that this community has probably needed for 10, 15 years, right? I think just in the last 500 days, Jody, you've seen it firsthand, and Robert and Jason, the impact it's had just in less than 2 years.
Yeah.
It's exciting and kind of, I don't want to say disturbing at the same time. We wish we didn't need you guys, right?
Yeah.
We wish we didn't need it, but the reality is, it's there. Methamphetamine is there. Drug addiction, alcohol addiction, it's there. So we need to deal with that.
Yep.
So we now have a tool started, and we're hoping that it continues to build to even serve more, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I would love to see an expansion just due to the fact that from being on the news and this, I've had, what did I say, six people call it that need help with their addiction. And we only have beds for two, and they're almost taken. I have two guys coming in by the end of the beginning of next month. So it's like there's such a need that we need to expand already.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even have our feet underneath us. That's how important this ministry is to this area, that people need help. People are begging to come in. And it's like we're running out of room, so we need to build more.
Exactly, and that's exactly what we're hoping. We can finish off a great day of fundraising today. We're at just short of right around 18,000, so we need just over $2,000 to push us over what we have pledged, and then there's a $12,000 a match sitting out there. So we're looking to finish up a $32,000 day. If you'd have told me this morning, I would have said, cuckoo. you're a little nuts. Let's try to get to 10 first. So let's finish it off here, folks. Folks out there listening, if you're able to, if you've got extra and you're looking to make a community impact, now's the time to do that. Finish it off. Just give Rachel a call. Make a pledge. We'll give you a week to find your checkbook. Probably haven't written a check in a couple of years, maybe. You can write the check or give cash, whatever you want, and make it good here. All the money goes right to His House of Hope. We're not filtering anything out for any fees or anything here or there. All of it goes right there to His House of Hope. All right. Well, Jody, don't you be a stranger, okay?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah, even if you retire, which there's rumors, but that's not going to happen.
We'll see.
Real estate agents never retire, Jody.
I know, that is very true.
Yeah, they just rent out the top floor and hang out there, right?
Yes.
I just made that up. I don't know what that means.
Gosh, I hope that doesn't happen with me.
Your family's like, yeah, put her on the top floor. Good to see you, Jody.
Yeah,
thank you for your service to His House of Hope on the fundraising committee. So, Robert and Jason, let's get this pushed over the top. What do you say? Let's get to 20. So thankful for what we've had already, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
But as long as we're here, we got to be here for another couple hours. Let's do it, right?
Let's do it. Let's push it over the top and see what the Lord can do. And I want to say thank you to every single one of the listeners that have already called in their pledge. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And just call your neighbors, call your friends, and ask them, hey, have you given today? Have you met this call here? And just push us over the top. We got, about an hour and a half left that's on the books. But I think we can beat the clock by a really good giving. So thank you, Joel, and the rest of the team here. That's all the work that you guys have done. Thank you, Price County and beyond, for all the work that you guys have done. Hey, we're almost done. We're almost there. So let's push it over the hill.
Yeah, we'll thank some of the donors again coming up in a little bit. 715-762-3221. That's our number. Let's put Rachel to work out there. She's nice enough to hang around till 6 o'clock tonight to answer your phone calls. And all the people who have donated so far, you can see them on the right side of the page when you go to 98QCountry.com. Click on His House of Hope and the auction tab at the top, and you'll see many of the donors already in there, many of your friends and family. So let's make it work. Let's make that phone ring and finish it off. Get us to 20 grand here at 762-3221 on a 98Q Day of Giving.
The 500 gets a new date for 2027. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this
and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart. Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
While the countdown is on to the 2026 Daytona 500, Daytona International Speedway officials announced this week the date for the 2027 edition of the Great American Race. The 69th running of the event will take place on February 21st, 2027, a week later than its usual date. And Joe Gibbs Racing Xfinity Series driver William Sawalich will miss this Saturday's race at the Martinsville Speedway due to concussion-like symptoms after a crash last week in Talladega. Justin Bonsignor will now drive the team's number 18 Toyota. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through OSAM Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. OSAM Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of OSAM Wealth.
Hey, it's Big G, and Coop's Pizza Parlor in Hayward is the place to be this season. Stop in for year-round all-you-can-eat pizza and salad bar buffet, then stick around for fall cocktails that taste like sweater weather in a glass. Trivia kicks off Tuesday, November 11th, and runs every other Tuesday through May. Register at 5:30, play 6 to 8 p.m., and score prizes for first and second place. Plus, enjoy happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., $5 menu items, $4 pints, and $1 off all drinks. Don't miss the new signature apparel. It's flying out fast.
Are you trying to escape violence and need safe and stable housing? Are you homeless because of violence and need help figuring out your next steps? Embrace Advocates may be able to help. By following the No Wrong Door approach, Embrace ensures survivors will be informed of the housing programs they qualify for and provided with a proper follow-up. If you or someone you know is interested in learning more about Embrace's safe housing and shelter services, call 800-924-0558 or visit embracewi.org. On-call advocates are available 24/7.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, cold, and frosty tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, highs upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. Currently 40 degrees.
New country now.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, now guitars and words that rhyme. And on her hands of time.
Hey, this is Scotty McCreery.
Smile on her face when she make me break out of my guitar and play.
Q Country.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. And I was only 8 years old. And I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
Was on
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad, bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. I was caller number 5 on the radio station, won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, deep-sea senorita fishing down in Panama. Future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains, it pours. Now she was sure real quick to up and apologize when she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only logical reason that I got the last spot in the Hooters parking lot, and the waitress left her number on my check with a heart. She picked up on the first ring when I gave her a call, and I only spent $5 at the Moose Club raffle, one a used four-wheeler and 3 free passes for me and 2 of my buddies to play around a golf. And I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains, it pours. When it rains, it pours. I've been on one hell of a redneck road for 3 weeks now, and it all started on the day that she walked out. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number 5 on the radio station, won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, D.C. senorita fishing down in Panama. See my ex-future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains, it pours. When it rains, it pours.
Q Country.
I can hear the neighbors, they're arguing again, and there hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean to listen in, but the shouting is so loud. Turn up the radio to drown it out. And silently I say a little prayer.
last outdoor. And I've been told that he's rich, but he seems so poor. Cause no one comes to call on him, and his phone, it never rings. He wanders through his empty home, surrounded by his things. Silently I say a little prayer. Yes, I do. But for the grace of God, go I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love.
Keith Urban there.
Oh, Lord, I belong.
98 Q Country. And our day of giving is winding down, folks. We are just over an hour away from wrapping this whole thing up. The bids, by the way, 5:30 is your deadline for the bids. They will close out at 5:30. So pay attention and get your final bids in and be generous. It's all going to his house of hope. And I hope you will consider, if you haven't been listening, maybe you're just getting out of work, out of school, and you're like, what's he doing? What's this morning guy doing on in the afternoon? Well, once a year we do the Day of Giving, and we raise money for a local cause. We've done this for the Time Out Family Abuse Shelter. We've done this for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. We did it for Catkins last year, and this year, His House of Hope, located in Phillips, and His House of Hope is... you've been hearing about it all day, all right? Maybe you haven't. Their vision statement is a transformation of all willing souls in the Price County area from addiction to a healthier lifestyle and productive citizenship. All right, you can find more about it at hohphillips.org. They have a brand new house that they renovated and built there south of Phillips. It's been open for less than 2 years. They're already brimming with the people who are taking advantage of their services, rightly so, and changing their lives. So this is a great organization. We're looking to give them a little financial stability through donations from you, our great 98Q listeners. And we are on our final plunge here to get us to $20,000 in funds raised through our silent auction item and through straight-up pledges. And about 15,600 of that is just straight-up pledges, and about 2,400 is through our silent auction items available at 98qcountry.com if you want to take a look at those. But we got about $2,000 to get to 20, and with matching funds beyond that, that would get His House of Hope about $32,000, which would just be a game changer for His House of Hope. So if you're able, I hope you'll consider. Not too often we get on the air and we do this. In fact, it's once a year. Usually we're giving you stuff, giving you chances to win stuff. Now we're asking you, if you can, don't give us your rent money. Don't give us your grocery money. You use that for that. But if you got a little something extra, and maybe you've been blessed and you've got a lot extra, and you'd like to give enough to put us over the top, well, now's the time to put on that little cape and be that hero to push us over 20 grand. That would be awesome. Our number is 715-762-3221. Rachel's here hanging around till 6 and taking your call, or until we hit 20 grand. So give us a call. Make a pledge. You don't have to make good on that pledge. And you got until later next week, at the latest next Friday, Halloween. And then we'll sick the ghosts and goblins on you if you don't show up by Halloween. So the Pledge line again is 715-762-3221. Let's make a final push. Let's wrap it up. Let's make it just a super fabulous, awesome day here for the for His House of Hope and Phillips. Again, our pledge line open, 715-762-3221. 3221, 762-3221 as we wind down this day of giving and the 12-hour broadcast marathon here on 98Q Country.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Get more than an oil change at D&D Tire and Auto in Park Falls. Their AIC-certified team handles full-service repairs to keep your vehicle winter-ready. Try to winterize inspection, just $34.99, including battery service and load test, and a freeze check to 35 below. Fluid check. Wipers, tires, spark plugs, and a full undercar visual. Enjoy new lower oil change prices and tire perks, free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. They also offer 24-hour towing and on-off-road recovery. Stay safe this season with D&D Tire and Auto.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living. That I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet.
difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living and living well. My sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Someone else. There's a difference in living. I thought I was living. There's a difference in living and living well. Living well. I'm living well.
All right, George Strait there, 98Q Country, in our 98Q Day of Giving, benefiting his House of Hope. We're winding it down. Just over an hour to go, and we got about $2,000 that we want to get to $20,000, our extended goal. We thank everyone who has donated. Check out 98qcountry.com. Click on His House of Hope and go to the auction tab. You'll see all the donors. You'll see all kinds of items available for bid. Robert is with us in here, and Jason's donning the Facebook Live feed there.
Gotta.
How we doing, Robert?
Oh, I'm doing good.
All right.
We're almost there. We only got 2,000 more to go.
Yeah.
And we are out of here. But, man, just the immense amount of love that I am feeling from the community is wonderful. Facebook radio, thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. And we have a couple gentlemen with us in here from His House of Hope. I'll let you introduce them, Robert. You've been doing radio all day now. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm professional.
Yes,
huh?
You are. Yes.
Does that come with a job description? And,
that's right. Yeah, after 10 hours, you're in.
Oh,
that's
perfect.
How it works.
All right.
Yep,
all right. So we got to my left, Derek. He's phase two going on phase three. He's been in the program for some time now. He's doing really good things. He works at Weather Shield as well. So he's probably more tired than us because he had to wake up at 3 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
And then the fine-dressed man is also to my left.
Trying to upstage us.
Is Mike Wheeler. And a lot of the Facebook people might see him because we do Miracle Mondays. And he had a huge blow up on our reactions on Facebook with how many days he's been sober.
Yeah.
Watch out our posts on Facebook because every Monday we do a Miracle Monday. So, but he's in phase one going into phase two. So.
All right. So Mike, talk a little bit about what His House of Hope has meant to you so far, and maybe that first week or so when you went in there and some of the emotions that you felt of getting to experience His House of Hope, if you could.
It felt very welcoming and everything there. I mean, the way I looked at it is, throughout my addiction and everything, I kept trying to do it on my own over and over again, and it just wasn't working, and I finally had to be honest with myself that I just couldn't do it on my own, and I eventually got a hold of Robert and talked to him a little bit. I wasn't planning on starting that day of my interview, but he managed to convince me, and I'm kind of glad I did.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you get to hang out with these two guys, so I mean,
yeah.
Come on. Really? Should we talk? We want them to leave. Can we talk about that? should we have them leave the room, or are you all right with that? But so phase one, what does phase one mean for those in layman's terms, I guess?
Well, so it's a social detox, no cell phone, no working, no driving, but it also is a time to set down and really not only do a very radical investigation of oneself, but you're doing it with Jesus as well.
Okay.
And you're learning what it means to be who you are in Christ. And it takes away the distractions from the world so that you can actually handle the world.
Yeah.
I know that's a weird idea, but it's true.
Yeah.
So these guys have sacrificed so much to actually get to where they're going because of that, you know?
All right. Well, what's your first name again?
Derek.
I'm sorry, Derek. I'm horrible with first names. So tell us your journey and the first time that you went to His House of Hope and what it's meant for you, Derek, if you could.
Well, actually, this is my second time in the program. It means a lot to me because I left the first time thinking I was ready, but I unfortunately relapsed, and Robert was gracious enough to let me come back. So this program means a lot to me. It's given me my life back. Don't really know what else to say.
That's perfect. It gave you your life back. That's it. Yeah. And the period, exclamation point.
Right, right.
And all the other.
Big letters. Big letter. We're going to make that a sign.
Big letters. That's right. And our day of giving continues here with His House of Hope, which, again, we got people getting off work right now that maybe are just tuning in for the first time and hearing this. And His House of Hope, in a couple sentences, Robert, tell us what this facility in Phillips is all about.
It's hope for men that are struggling with addiction that don't have hope anymore. They come in, they live there, and they rebuild themselves to the men that God created them to be.
Yeah. All right. Very basic. And helps those who may have been incarcerated coming out or just having addiction issues, whatever it may be. But the addiction part is just the first step, right? You don't say, okay, hey, you're good. You're not an addict anymore. Go ahead. Good luck.
No.
That's not what you guys do, right?
No. It's a stair-step process where they continue to grow on themselves. And a lot of times, as Derek said, they're sometimes backsliding. You know what I mean? And then we have to take that with a grain of salt. We have to work on that. And then we have to launch them into the next series of their life, right? Mm-hmm. And there's always seasons. There's always things that they have to work on. And we care about these men. You know, these are my brothers here, brothers in arms, and I'll stand with them through the fight.
And it takes, I've always thought it takes a lot of courage for someone to step forward and say, you know what, I can't do this, I need some help. That's courage. I think the easy way out is just to say, I'm going to keep doing that. I know it's not good for me. But the hard thing is to face it and say, you know what, we're going to make this right. We're going to make this right. That's the manly thing. That's courage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 100%.
100% courage, yeah.
Yeah, it's easier to do things that you know continuously, even though if they're destructive. It's easier to do that, but it takes a lot of guts and gonads to be able to muster up the courage, like you said, to say, hey, I need help, and I'm willing to accept help. Now, can you help?
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody that walks in that first day, and Mike, maybe you can say this, walks in that first day and that says, man, I'm glad to be here, and I'm excited. Woohoo! You know what? This is going to be a carnival circus, right?
I was actually kind of glad to be there.
Oh, there you go. Prove me wrong.
Right.
Yeah, glad to be there, but a lot of uncertainty too, right?
In the beginning.
Of what's going to happen, but you settle in. So His House of Hope is hoping down the line to, not only just, I guess when you've only been around for less than 2 years, you just want to be stable, right? You just want to continue this
financially,
and then the dreams are down the line to be able to serve more and expand and stuff like that. But if we can reach our goal of 20,000, which will turn into 32,000 with matching funds, I asked you, Jason. Robert, I'll ask you, what does that mean to His House of Hope?
The 32,000?
Yeah.
It means stability.
Yeah.
To be able to focus on the guys more. I'm the only staff member on hand that's there throughout the day. And when I have to worry about finances, these guys' schedules slack off because I'm not able to be there to bring them to the gym. I'm not able to bring them to their appointments because I'm working on trying to generate fundraising and marketing videos and all this stuff. My heart is to see these men set free. My heart is not fundraising, but it's kind of two sides of the same coin.
All right.
And to be able to have sustainability means that these guys have a better shot at success.
All right. And that's what your donations mean. We thank everyone who has done so. We have an hour left to get about 2,000 to get to our goal of 20. If you're called to do so right now, please just give us a call. Rachel will take your call at 715-762-3221. Let's see if we can hit 20 grand. All the bid items are going to close at 5:30, folks. So get your final bids in. 5:30 is when it's going to close up. All right. Derek, Mike, thank you. Thank you guys for coming in and sharing your stories. It means a lot, adds a lot to the day. And the news and more of the Day of Giving on 98Q are coming right up.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Photos show that the east wing of the White House has been completely demolished as part of President Trump's plan to build a new ballroom. The White House says the president and private donors are paying for that $300 million project. Responding to more questions about it, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said,
"The president has been incredibly transparent. I would reject any notion otherwise when it comes to this ballroom project. It's something he personally has obviously taken an interest into."
President Trump said he is not sending federal troops to San Francisco this weekend after speaking with the city's mayor. Plaintiffs suing the federal government over ICE agents in Chicago allege that Customs and Border Protection agents used chemical agents, violating a temporary restraining order that blocks their use without justification. There's been no comment from the government. And the NBA says Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat player Terry Rozier are on leave. They were arrested as part of an illegal gambling sting today. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Following Pella Corporation's acquisition of WeatherShield in July and during manufacturing month this October, the companies are giving back to their communities. As part of Pella's celebration of WeatherShield joining the Pella family of brands,